Please turn to Galatians chapter 5, freedom through grace. One aspect of grace we see in the lives of the early Christians is freedom in Christ. And they considered themselves as released from the bondage of this world. Freedom through grace is our liberty to be ourselves in Christ. We've been released from an earthly identity and therefore not subject to worldly judgments and performance-driven values. Thank God. Yet, this freedom through grace can be lost if we listen to the wrong people. People can go right back to where they started, works. And this is what happened to the Galatian church. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast or stand firm, therefore, in the liberty or the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. To be entangled again, because they were prior to, they got delivered and they went back into the yoke of bondage. And the yoke of bondage here is the legal standards that require one's own work to be right with God. We're to stand firm. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Here in these four verses, you see the two options. Stand fast, stand firm in the liberty through Christ, or fall down, fall from the grace. There's the two options. And what gets us there is being entangled again in the yoke of bondage through legalistic standards. What's interesting about bondage is it's very subtle and it can overtake us like a frog put in water. And if you turn up the heat slowly, the frog will not get out. It'll get comfortable, and all of a sudden the hot water will do the damage to that frog. But if you try putting a frog in boiling water, it immediately jumps out. Sometimes bondage creeps up on us. That's why it's so important for us to be vigilant. Here, Paul mentions circumcision, and circumcision represents entering into an agreement with God, of which living the law was how Israel demonstrated their part of the agreement. God gave them the promised land. He gave them prosperity and protection, and Israel was to keep the law. Now, today, the Mosaic law does not apply, but it certainly still is the Holy of Holies when it comes to legal standards. Today, people come up with their own legal standards. They've cobbled together from what they've heard, read, seen, or made up in their own mind. Whatever people come up with in order to be accepted of God, when grace has already made us accepted, that's that yoke of bondage. And the impact here is very significant. Because Christ shall profit you nothing. That means there's no gain for you practically. There's no benefit for you on a day-by-day basis to have the accomplished work of Christ. In addition, Christ has become of no effect. And this means to be separated from Christ. All of this is negative. All of this means to fall from that grace when we can stand firm in the freedom. Look at verse 7. Paul writes, ye did run well. Who did hinder you? It was people. They listened to the wrong people. They were influenced by the wrong people. And the word hinder means to drive back. Who drove you back that you should not obey the truth? The Galatians were Christian believers, but for some reason, they got deceived. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. God did not plant that in the garden of your soul. Legal standards in order to be accepted of him. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Of course, that's referring to the thin strip of dough that's put into a loaf that permeates the entire loaf. A little bit of legalism starts to move and starts to permeate and saturate. That's why it's so important to stand firm in the freedom we have in Christ Jesus. Now, this can happen to just about anybody. In the same book, look at chapter 2, please. The Apostle Peter got caught up in this. In chapter 2 of the book of Galatians, Paul writes in verse 11, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, that's the Lord's half-brother, who was a pillar in the church in Jerusalem, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. These are legalistic Christians, Judean legalistic Christians, come from Jerusalem, that influenced Peter. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. The word dissembled means to play the hypocrite. And the word dissimulation means hypocrisy. See, you lose your identity when you get entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You forget your heavenly identity and you revert back to an earthly identity. And it causes fear. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Jew livest after the manner of Gentiles and not as do the Jews, why compellest the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Great question. See, true freedom in Christ allows you to be who you are in Christ Jesus with a spiritual identity. When we fall from the grace, when we are entangled with the yoke of bondage, we start moving into categories of hypocrisy. That means you got to see what group you're with to see how you're going to act. That's not good. It's not good for you, first and foremost. Christians shouldn't be chameleons and adapt to their surroundings. They should be who they are in Christ. That's right. Back to Galatians 5. See, Christ will profit you nothing. You get no gain out of it in your day-by-day living. Because we're separated from Christ. Because when we're entangled with the yoke of bondage, we start to look for ways to be accepted before God. And also that means to be accepted among people when God's already made you accepted. Look at chapter 5, verse 13. For brethren, you've been called unto liberty, freedom. Only use not liberty, freedom, for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Wow. There's another side to this freedom in Christ, by the way. Because people misunderstand grace at times and think that they can do and say whatever they want. Our words are to be seasoned with salt and minister grace to the hearers. When freedom in Christ is truly our guiding light, we don't just say whatever we want. or do whatever we want. We don't return back to the flesh. Right. Sometimes what happens is people become religious about not being religious. That's not freedom in Christ either. Or they think that freedom means they can speak whatever comes into their mind without any wisdom, tact, or love. Yet what ends up happening, they're right back where they started. Another religious system where it's all about them again. That's a clue. Because it should be about the work of Christ. When our works begin to define us and we call it freedom, we better take another look. What should define us is the work of Christ. Now, it doesn't mean that God doesn't call us unto good works. Ephesians 2:10 tells us, yes. But good works are what you do with God, what we do with the grace of God. Works are what you and I do on our own. And they will never justify us. They will never make us right before God. So freedom in Christ isn't just, I can do whatever I want. That's not really freedom. Because there are times the mature Christian will not do something, even though they are free to do it, because it could be a stumbling block for another brother or sister. So they don't do it. At times, many Christians that have been indoctrinated in religious systems, they perceive God as being restrictive, kind of like Eve did, the first woman. The one thing God asked man not to do, experience evil, they did. Yet they were freely given all access to the entire garden, all the wonderful things that God gave to them. The adversary had them focus in on this one thing. And Eve was deceived into thinking it was a pathway to being free like God himself. That was not good thinking. Look at Romans chapter 6, please. What grace means to us is not the absence of the law. Like there's no law, that's grace. No, it's the presence of the work of Christ that fulfilled the law. That's a better understanding. Today, some see freedom in Christ as they don't need to listen to anybody, or they can just do their own thing. In a sense, they see freedom in Christ as independence from submitting to anything and anyone, when freedom in Christ is better understood as an interdependence in the Christian family and the body of Christ. We need each other. We need each other to help, to draw us away from a self-centered life. The world and its bondage will gravitate and herd people into a self-centered life. Everything's about you. The whole world revolves around you. That's being entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And then what ends up happening is Christians do works in their mind in order to fulfill this standard or these standards, when God has already done it through Christ Jesus. Look at Romans chapter 6, please. Verse 14. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Absolutely. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Just because we're not under the law doesn't mean we have a license to sin, to go back to the flesh. No. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Those are the two options. It's just like Galatians 5. We stand firm in the freedom we have in Christ Jesus, or we fall from the grace. Those are the two options. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. That's the good news of the grace of God through Christ Jesus. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. We obey grace, or we're tricked into obeying legal standards. That's why it's so important to continue to fellowship one with another, to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, because we sharpen one another to love and good works. We can help each other in this walk together in newness of life. Can a Christian fall from grace? Galatians 5 says so. It doesn't mean that the grace of God leaves. The grace of God is still there. The person is not accessing that grace because they're entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We spoke about last time our living salvation on a day-by-day basis, and we asked some questions. And some of these questions still apply. Who do you listen to in your heart? Who do you listen to? And especially regarding your identity. The Galatians were listening to the wrong people. In fact, Paul notes in chapter 3, verse 1, that they were bewitched. Someone had bewitched them that they would not obey the truth. How did Paul know? Because they were in bondage. They were not free in Christ, free to love God, free to love themselves and love people, free to do the will of God without any fear. Another question we asked, who do you spend time with? Well, what happened to Peter and Barnabas? They fell into hypocrisy because Peter withdrew. He rejected the Gentile Christians because he was intimidated by the Judean Christians that were legalists. That's the Apostle Peter. That's quite a record. What do we think of our brethren, our brothers and sisters in Christ? Well, what happens when someone falls into that yoke of bondage? It says in Galatians 4:16 that they considered Paul, who had taught them the truth, their enemy. That's where it went. Standing firm in your freedom in Christ is what God is encouraging us to do. When Christians allow themselves to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage, some form of legal standards that they're required to fulfill in their own works to be right with God, they fall from that grace. They're not accessing that grace that's right there for them. God's heart is that we stand firm, not fall down, stand firm in the liberty we have in Christ Jesus. Paul said to the followers of Corinth, be followers of me as I am of Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1. I'll tell you, good people to follow, people that are free in Christ. And again, that does not mean people who do whatever they want, say whatever they want, they don't obey anybody, they don't submit to anybody. That is not freedom. Freedom in Christ is just not to be entangled with the yoke of bondage. And then Christ has an impact and a gain in your life and mine. So freedom through grace is our liberty to be ourselves. Peter and Barnabas momentarily, they lost their identity, who they actually were as sons of God. They were so intimidated that they forgot who they were. Well, we don't want to walk that way. We want to be released from an earthly identity that's based on works, because we don't want to be subject to worldly judgments and performance-driven values. God's heart for the grace that he's given to us to make a practical connection in our life is that we walk as free men and women, sons of God, in Christ Jesus.